This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wide in the 0-1 pitch, and it punked him. Oh, man. And Harper gets hit somewhere on the arm, and he's in some real pain right now. Looks like the right forearm or elbow. And he's doubled over, down on his knees. His trainer and manager both checking in on Harper. And Bryce, who was hit twice over the weekend in Oakland, right on the back of the elbow. Yeah. He had not been hit by a pitch all season long, and now he's been hit three times in 3 days. And Harper is done.
And there should be some retaliation, but I doubt there will be.
Well, there should be. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show.
You got to love LA.
You do. Welcome on in, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. A nice win by the Phillies last night. Ranger was excellent. We got a lot to do today, including Elliot at 11. You'll hear from Kevin Petullo for the first time at 12:05, talking first time as Eagles offensive coordinator. OTAs are beginning. A lot to get into. We start, though, with a win that was almost ruined by Bryce Harper getting plunked in the elbow. Luckily, x-rays negative. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know what? I never understood this. Like, when we used to watch Scooby-Doo, why was Velma always considered the ugly friend? She wasn't ugly.
No, she was not.
Velma had body, like, back in the day. I'm just saying.
I wasn't expecting this today in 2025, but I agree.
I just thought about that. Like, it's like when you were growing up, we never knew how, you know.
Well,
we just
she was more like the plain Jane. She was underappreciated.
Yeah, she was definitely underappreciated.
Okay, yeah, so we agree on that. We'll see if we agree on anything else today, because I got to tell you, after last night, the Phillies absolutely 100% need to retaliate today. That's it. I don't care about any other stuff. I don't care if Spencer Strider didn't do it on purpose or he said he didn't. I need to see a brave hit when these two teams resume this series. And I was at the game last night. I understand why the Phillies didn't do it last night. You heard L.A. there.
That was a tight game.
Tight game, right? Until the eighth inning, when they had the bases loaded walk, the Phillies did not have more than a one-run lead the entire game. I understand why they're not going to put a free base runner on in a game that tight. But as this series moves along and gives the ball to Zach Wheeler, I need retaliation. In fact, I want Acuna to wear one the way we had Harper wear one last night. Hugh, the entire season flashed before my eyes last night. I know in 2022 they got by without Bryce Harper, and they found a way to the playoffs, and he came back. But boy, that looks scary. Elbow, you know, fractures take a long time to heal, and all these bad things are going through my head as he falls to the ground last night. And the Phillies, you heard it there. Harper was hit twice over the weekend, three times in four games. They got to put an end to this and let everyone in the league know, you don't hit our guy. If you hit our guy, we're hitting your guy. I need retaliation tonight. Hugh, what are you feeling as Bryce Harper got plunked by Strider?
Allow me to long talk for a minute.
All right.
Because I'm still processing this, because when you're watching it, leave me alone, Kyle.
This is short talking. Hit him!
Because last night I'm watching it, right? And you know how for me, it takes a while to kind of digest sometimes what's actually happening. Mm-hmm. I saw the elbow. I saw him grab his elbow and you know, all the conversation that was being had about the hit and all this other stuff. We got in here. We talked about it this morning. And, you know, it felt like it happened light years ago that he got hit. And then I got to thinking about who hit him, Spencer Strider. Mm-hmm. And I got to thinking about what Bryce has been doing these last couple of weeks. These last couple of games, I should say. I mean, he's been a lot better. He's been closer to the Bryce that need him to be.
Yep.
And everything. And then you add into that the fact that he's been getting plunked quite a bit. So teams are trying to slow him down. I'm long talking to say all this, man. Yeah, somebody needs to be dealt with. Especially when it comes to Spencer Strider. Y'all know I was in Atlanta. And I was there for Spencer. Well, I was there for the beginning of Spencer Strider's meteoric rise as a pitcher for the Braves. He's different. He says little snide, slick-ass comments that, you know, might rub people the wrong way. And I feel like last night that was one of them. when he came out, what did he say, Kyle? Somebody, I'm not a narcissist. I didn't do it on purpose.
Not
yada,
sociopath,
yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Yeah, somebody need to be dealt with today.
Yeah, and I just think they need to send a message to the rest of baseball, to the Braves, that this, that we're not doing this. Like, no, we're not doing this. Enough is enough. Harper's not getting hit anymore, and if you keep hitting him, you're going to wear one. 215-592-9494. You know, a lot has changed in baseball over the years. A lot. Some for the good, some for the not good. But there's something very old school about how baseball players police themselves. You know, we don't need the umpires involved. We don't need the commissioner involved.
Mm-hmm.
Let tonight Zach Wheeler go out there and police this. Take care of it. Acuna wears one in the ribs, and we move on and play the rest of the series.
I will say this, though. LA's words, they kind of resonate with me.
Didn't happen? Like it wasn't going to happen?
Well, because LA's old school,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I kind of trend more towards the elder statesman, you know, here. And the way that he said it, basically he was saying, yeah, they should retaliate, but they soft. Like, he basically was calling them kind of soft when he said that.
Well, I hope they heard it, and I hope they changed their ways tonight. 215-592-9494. Let's go through some of what happened last night. Phillies won the game 2-0. Excellent game pitched by Ranger Suarez. Got in trouble a couple times, but the base is loaded. But, boy, he was excellent to get out of it. He's pitched really well lately. But the story was what happened early in the game when Bryce Harper gets hit by Spencer Strider. I don't know if it was just me because I was at the game, so I wasn't locked into a broadcast.
Yeah. And it's a little harder when you're there.
Well, for me, it felt like forever until I got an update. And then I was with my kids, so I wasn't like on my phone. I was just like, I was waiting for someone to text me. And every inning and a half, I would look at my phone to see if there was an update. Eventually, I saw one. But it felt, for me at the game, like it took forever to get an update. I'm like, oh, no. The longer I didn't get an update, I'm like, he broke his elbow. Like, we're screwed here. Fortunately, he's fine. It's just a contusion. Let's hear Topper after the game about Harper's x-ray.
It's the obvious question is, how's Bryce, and any long-term concern or short-term, even about tomorrow and beyond?
I don't know. We'll have to reevaluate in the morning, but the x-rays were negative, and he's certainly in a lot of pain. So whenever you're one of your top hitters or your best hitter gets hit like that, there's always some concern, but he's a tough guy too.
Well, he is. I mean, he's worn a lot over the years. I mean, he had the one that broke his thumb a couple years ago, but he had the one hit him in the face in St. Louis. He is a tough dude. He gets hit often, and usually he's in a lot of pain when he does. All right, so look, the good news is Harper's okay. It doesn't mean it's okay what happened. Let's hear Strider after the game on what happened there on that pitch.
Certainly not trying to hit him. I thought in the moment, I just assumed he had a guard on and, you know, was just pissed that I hit him and then saw him in pain, and that was tough. So I'm definitely relieved that he's okay. And he's one of the best players, you know, this century. So needs to be on the field. It's best for the game.
All right, Hugh, I don't know where you come down on the intent. First of all, I don't care what the intent was. I mean, if he intended to hit him, obviously we got to hit him back. Even if he didn't, and deep down, do I think he was trying to hit him? I don't. I don't believe Spencer Strider was trying to start the game by putting Bryce Harper on base and hit him on purpose. But I do think he was trying to go up and in. I do think he was trying to send a message. And I need to send a message back that if you miss, we can't be playing this game, because then I'm going to have all my guys getting plunked accidentally or not. So I don't think deep down that he woke up yesterday and said, I'm going to try to hurt Bryce Harper. But I do think he tried to go up and in. He missed. And now a Braves got to wear it. Hugh, your reaction to Strider and the way he reacted after the game?
Don't like his shirt. Mm-hmm. Didn't like the shirt that he had on, number one.
Okay.
I just didn't like the way he said it. And now, like, to be fair to him, he didn't say it with – I don't feel like he had any malice in his delivery or anything like that. I think there was some sincerity to it. But it's because it's him and the history. There's a lot – When I'm petty like this, there's a lot that goes into me being petty like this. Because if I'm not mistaken, Joe, when we had beef when we were in Atlanta, wasn't he on the mound?
When the Braves fans had beef with me?
Yeah, when they were about to put hands on you.
Yeah, they were Strider pitching.
Strider was on the mound. So he about to catch an L, or somebody from the Braves about to catch an L because of that. Because I'm thinking back to that moment. And when dude tried to bring beef to your door and he was on the mound, so he's guilty by association.
Yeah, part of that might have been my fault.
Yeah, but you was talking trash. Okay. But still, in this situation,
yep.
And me thinking about that, that's all I need to go out there and hit somebody.
Yeah, look, the intent is really, it's secondary to me. He hit him, and I also, I found it a little interesting when he said I thought he had a brace on. Or, you know, like a protective thing on his arm. Almost as if I could throw up and in, he'll be fine. Well, yeah. He wasn't fine. You hit him and you nearly hurt him. I need the Phillies to retaliate.
And I don't like
here.
His mustache.
Well, yeah.
I don't like the mustache.
Are you anti all mustaches? Because we got a mustache behind the glass
like
over there.
I don't like the mustache with the flavor saver. I don't like that.
Gotcha.
And I don't like his shirt.
Hmm. I don't like Strider. Great pitcher, but I don't like him.
He's a hell of a pitcher.
You got to shave that mustache, Kyle. You can't be walking around looking like Strider.
I was so angry yesterday that I considered leaving the game. Mm-hmm. I was there too.
Yep.
And going home and putting a razor to this thing.
Because you're walking around looking like Spencer Strider. Well, public enemy number one this morning.
Right. And look, you know me. I'm not a high road guy.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to hear any of the crap today about, oh, just winning the game is the best retaliation.
Stop.
And sweeping them and winning the series. Shut up, dude. I'm glad I got Hugh Douglas back. The guy who...
I was a little nervous he wouldn't be here today.
Me too.
We were all nervous you were going to be plant-based.
But then I remembered that he wanted Embiid to go seek out the snitch.
That's right.
And put hands on
That's
him.
Right.
So it does make sense that Hugh wants somebody
this
on the Phillies.
This is not my shining... This is not the time that we should be rallying behind me making bad decisions.
Well,
seriously, I'm just being honest.
Well, but when it aligns with my thinking, it absolutely is.
Yeah, logic only matters if I agree with it.
Yeah. Like, screw the Braves, screw their fans, screw Atlanta, screw Spencer Strider, somebody on the Braves, whether it's tonight if they have a game, tomorrow if it's a doubleheader.
Yep.
No, it has
whatever.
To be tonight.
Well, if they don't play tonight,
okay,
it can't
fine.
Be.
Yeah, it can't be tonight. Yeah,
but somebody needs to wear one of the
obvious.
Freaking ribs.
Yeah.
It's got to be Ozuna, Acuna, take your pick, whoever. But we can't let that go. Like, I don't want the Phillies to be bullied like the Eagles were against the Niners and made to look like a punk. We have to go out there and retaliate. And I'm glad that Wheeler's the next one on the mound because I think there's a good chance that he might do it.
I agree.
He live in Atlanta, too.
He's old school. Zach Wheeler's old school, has been that way his whole career. And here's what I need tonight. I need the Phillies, and I'm glad, and it's great jobs. This is why Scott's the best. He added that context in the call last night. This is the third time in a few days Bryce Harper's been hit. We got to cut this off now. Like, obviously, pitchers around baseball thing, we just go up and in on Bryce Harper, and what's the big deal? Phillies aren't going to retaliate. Now, they got to stop this now before someone here gets hurt. Because if every pitcher in baseball thinks the Phillies won't retaliate, they're all coming
See,
up
that,
in it.
That's the thing. That's the thing. It's one of those things where if you let, especially with the Braves, going into the season, that was your direct competition in a lot of people's eyes. I know it was the Mets and what the Mets did last year. But the Braves were that team that were up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been surging the last couple of weeks. I think they're like two games out of being from being 500 or three now, isn't
it? I think
it?
Three, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you need to send a message to them to let them know y'all about that action. You know, I think that, you know, I think back about when Snitker came to town and he was talking about how his family was harassed being in Philly. You know, he made a big deal out of that. Yeah. So, I mean, it's Philadelphia. So, yeah, you need to be plunked. You need to be plunked expeditiously.
Expeditiously?
Expeditiously.
Okay. An expeditious plunking of the Braves. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from Ruben tomorrow talking about how someone's got to pay for what happened.
Someone will pay for that, I got to believe. There's a lot of baseball to play against the Atlanta Braves, and I will tell you that somebody on that mound will do the job by retaliating. I'm not sure when. They have plenty of time to do it, but it certainly should happen because for me, even if it wasn't purposeful to hit him, I think that the retaliation sometimes is the right thing to do.
I agree with Ruben. I mean, deep down, do I think Spencer Strider tried to intentionally hit and hurt Bryce Harper? I don't, but he did. And this is now a pattern going on where teams think they could just throw up and in on Bryce. We got to protect our guy. Zach Wheeler's got to go out there and protect Bryce Harper. 215-592-9494. The one thing I disagree with Ruben on there is that the timing doesn't matter. It does to me. I want to see this sooner than later. I know they have a lot of games against each other. It doesn't hit the same for me if it happens in August. Like, I need, before the Braves leave town, ideally tonight if they get this game in, ideally Wheeler being the one to deliver it, I need Acuna. You know, Kyle said Ozuna or Acuna. I want Acuna to wear one. They hit our guy. I want to hit their guy. 215.
He just got back. You want him to think.
Well, I didn't say to hurt him.
No, I'm not. I'm
I
not
just put
saying.
In the upper
just,
ribs.
I'm just like,
he'll
he's
feel
probably,
that for a couple days.
You know, as a hitter, knowing that Wheeler's on the mound and knowing what happened, you got to know that you're probably a likely candidate.
That's right.
To catch one. So is that something that is, like, how does that work? I've never been a part of it. Is that something that, you know, you go out there and you kind of negotiate?
Mm-mm.
Or you just kind of know it's about to happen?
It's understood. See, here's the thing, though, and that's why I think Wheeler's the right guy to do it. If you send the wrong pitcher out or the guy misses, then the... Because I've seen it before, Hugh, where the pitcher will try to hit a guy, throw it behind him, and then the umpires say, hold on. And
wait a minute, stop it.
Stop. They warn both dugouts, and then the next hit by pitch, the pitcher's thrown out of the game. So then it becomes a whole big thing. So you kind of you get one shot, and if you miss, it's kind of over then. So I trust Wheeler to peg him where you want to peg him.
So you're talking about out the gate, just try
boom.
To just give him one.
Right into the arm and the ribs, and then we all move on and play the baseball game.
I can't imagine how that feels.
It feels like crap, I'm sure. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Do you need the Phillies to retaliate? Is it a must? It is for me. I mean, again, it's not just one hit by pitch. It's not just that it was Strider. I don't believe it was totally intentional. But what it was a sign that pitchers think they could just throw up and into the Phillies and nothing's going to happen around here. And I want Wheeler tonight to send the message back. No. We're not doing that. Chris in Middletown is up. Hey, Chris.
Happy Hit a Brave Day, man.
That's
Happy
what it is. Hit a Brave Wednesday. What's up, Chris?
Guys, Hugh, you're so right on this. Because you know what this is, Hugh?
What is this?
And Joe, this is a man being a man. Any man who calls in today that says that they shouldn't retaliate, they need to take the high road, you know what? Y'all need to man up because you're not a man. All right, this is again.
Those people are called grown ups.
No, they're called babies. They're called soft.
Technically, they're grown ups, but I digress.
No. They're betas. They're betas. That's what they are. All right, guys. Here's what should happen. I want Wheeler. To hit, I'd love him to hit Orlando Arcia, but you know, remember how he ran his mouth? But oh, that's right, he got sent like DFA'd and then got traded.
I think he's a Rocky now, which shows how far his career has fallen.
Yeah. So that's a little bit. But here's who I want him to do. I want Zach to go up, and this is my own pettiness, because this player irritates me because he's that good. But I want him to hit Austin Riley. Mm. He is a Phillies killer, and here's my pettiness, Hugh. He's a Gold Glover that plays a ridiculous defensive level at third base, hits home runs, and all he does is remind me of what our third baseman is not. So you know what? I want him to drill him with 96 up and in. All right. Here's more importantly. After he hits him, I want an old school brawl. Empty the bullpens. I want everybody out there. I want JT to go up and slug and knock out Porn Stash Strider. I want to see this. More importantly than anything, I want to see Topper go out and cold clock Snicker and show him what some real Philly harassment really looks like. All right, guys, we need to send a message to the whole league. You mess with the bull, you're going to get the horns. We are the P-H-I-G-H-T-E-N.
Chris,
let's go, Phil.
Good phone call. I thought he was going to spell horns today, and then he started going. And he obviously spelled fight there. My favorite part of Chris's calls now is not knowing which word he's going to chant. I mean,
yeah, that was kind of
he went with fightins but I thought we were getting horns. 215-592-9494. Our Rich in Collegeville needs to talk to Douglas. So, Rich, you're up, buddy. What's up?
Hey, I want to talk to Hugh Douglas. You there, Hugh?
Yes, I am.
Hey, I got the most respect for you in the whole world. I watch you play football. You guys were awesome.
But,
okay? I understand how it is. But this is baseball. You got to be the bigger man. You cannot go out and hit somebody on purpose.
Why not?
Come on, man. You got to be the bigger man here.
And what about this show? Like, wait a minute, Rich. I have to ask the question. Is this the first time you've heard this show? Have you been listening?
No, I listen to you all the time.
So you know how we roll on this show. We're pretty petty. We're pretty petty and childish. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying. And normally, under normal circumstances, if you were dealing with three adults, that would probably be the case.
But that's not the show.
But that's not the case. I mean, we've been acting childish since day one. So, I mean.
You're dealing with a professional baseball team. Professional guys.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying. And you know what, Rich? You know what sometimes the hardest thing to do is be a grown-up.
Yeah.
It is. And in this moment, when you talk about – because I look at it like this, because I weighed all of this. Because to your point, Rich, initially I was going to try to be an adult in this situation. I was going to try to do that.
And then he knew we would have yelled at him for 4 hours
but
for doing that.
I mean, like, it wouldn't have been the first time they yelled at me. But think about it like this, Rich. This is the third time Bryce has been hit. Bryce has been on a tear. Do we agree with that?
Yeah.
In a time where Bryce was struggling a little bit, and we know we need Bryce in order to get to where we want to be, correct?
Yeah, and he was getting better. I understand
he was. And so it's more about the principality of the situation, because he's been hit 3 times in the last 3 days or something like that, right, Joe?
Yeah.
Like the last 5 days.
Let the officials take care of it. Let the officials take care of it.
But they haven't taken care of it yet, right?
Well, you got to press them.
What do you mean?
Well, what are they going to do, Rich? I mean, like, what are they going to do? They're going to warn the Braves for one hit by pitch?
Find somebody.
But you're not going to find – Spencer Strider's not going to get fined for a hit by pitch. That happens in baseball. This, I agree with you. It's more about the principle. Rich, what's the worst that happens? Like, I trust Zach Wheeler to throw the ball in an area where no one's going to get killed. I don't think he's going to miss and hit Acuna's head. So, like, if you
okay, – so you're saying Strider's just as good then, right?
Well, Strider didn't hit Bryce in the head. I'm not, Rich, I'll never stand up here or sit here and say headhunt. I mean, that's dangerous, and I think that's for 50 years ago. I'll never talk about hitting someone in the head. But why can't Zach Wheeler throw the ball in the middle of Acuna's back and make him wear it? Like, what's the worst that happens?
Because Strider wasn't trying to do that to Bryce.
Right, I understand that. But do you see what's going on here? There's obviously teams don't fear going inside on Phillies hitters right now. I need the opponent to fear it because they know they're going to get it back.
Okay, so then make them fear how they play. Let us win every freaking game. Let them fear us that way.
Well, we've been winning all month and no one cares because they're just throwing the ball up and in our hitters.
I don't know. I just think it's wrong you're going to take somebody and hit them on purpose.
All right. I mean, and look, I respect your opinion.
We're childish.
I don't think it's wrong. I think it's sports.
I think that's what happens when you do what you've done. Now, Spencer Strider, you're right. He might not have meant to do that, but guess what?
He did
Since he did it, he has to suffer the consequences.
And he did mean to go up and in, right? The catcher wasn't set up outside. The intent was, I'm going up and in on him. I want to either back him off the plate or make him feel uncomfortable. And he missed. And that happens. And he's off of surgery and he's not himself right now. So I'm not surprised his command isn't where
he
needs to be.
He just got back, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's not.
He's going to pay, though. Yeah. I mean, well, he's not going to pay, but somebody's going
to pay. Someone's going to pay. And, I mean, do we have to be soft about this? It's pro sports. If there's a hard foul on a great Sixer, I expect the Sixers to give a hard foul to the other star player. You know, it's the same, and we see this in hockey all the time. We see it in football. If someone takes a shot on Jalen, I expect the Eagles to take a shot back or to protect their quarterback. It's the same thing. 215-592-9494. Are your phone calls here? Do you need the Phillies to retaliate? I do. I will be extremely disappointed if the next game goes by and not a single Brave is plunked. I need it. I want Wheeler to be the one to do it. He's the one. It's got an old school to him. I think he'll be the one to do it. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to all this. We'll hear more from Strider, a flippin' Strider, in his post-game presser. Excited for this. Plus, Zach Wheeler, he does have a history with one Brave in particular. We'll recall who next. That's coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm imagining Zach Wheeler walking out to this tonight as he takes him out. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9498. I need a Brave to hit the ground tonight. After last night, Bryce Harper wore it in the elbow against Strider. We are lucky. I mean, we are really lucky that Bryce Harper doesn't have a fractured elbow. That pitch in that spot, and look, we know a couple years ago, 3 years ago now, in San Diego when Bryce broke his thumb, and it reminded me of that, the way he went down, the pain he was in, how long it took him to get up. I was thinking the worst last night. We lucked out, but that doesn't mean we let this go. 215-592-9494. Do you need the Phillies to retaliate tonight? I do. I think they need to. It's not a should they, will they. I think they need to retaliate. Where do you come down as the Braves hit Harper last night? Let's hear from Spencer Strider after the game. More on what he had to say about it not being on purpose, and he, just listen to Strider.
I'm not a complete sociopath, so I have some empathy. So, you know, I do feel bad for him to see a person in pain that I caused. So, but, you know, I've still got a job to do, and, you know, I think try to realize that that was one pitch, you know, so certainly not indicative of how I was pitching or how I planned to pitch. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, there's even the most accurate guys can let one go here and there. And so I know he knows that, and I hope he knows there's obviously nothing personal. It's not intentional. And, you know, glad that he's okay.
Do you think it was intentional?
Yeah, it would be on site. Listen, and I understand who was it called in and said, you know, I got to be a grown up in a situation like this.
Yeah.
I try. Lord knows I try.
You
every
do
day.
Try. You. I think I every day you every wake day. Up and say, I'm going to be a grown up. And but then sometimes we tell you you're being a baby.
Here's the thing that gets me. It's the chuckle. Like, don't be chuckling. Like, when you chuckle, that's irritating. And then you top it off. You started off by saying, you know, what did he say? I'm not a psychopath or whatever.
Not a complete sociopath.
Partial. And then you chuckled.
Half a sociopath.
You chuckled about it. This ain't no chuckling situation, dog. Mm-mm. I've been sitting over here grabbing my elbow. I couldn't imagine getting hit in the elbow the way that he got hit in the elbow and going straight back to the bullpen and waiting for that pain to go away. Like, that feels like almost instant retaliation. Now, I understand where everybody's coming from, and you got to be the man in the high ground, but we are in a situation where we're fighting for a playoff spot. And the one thing – what has been one of the things that people say about this Phillies team? They ain't got no seasoning. I've heard that before. And you can take seasoning to translate however you want that to translate. That, to me, means that they have – they just go out there and they play. And sometimes there's nothing wrong with that, but every now and then, you need to let people know that you're not about games all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think this is one of those moments. And I think especially when you talk about what has happened over the last couple of days, Bryce Harper's been on a little bit of a tear, and he's been retaliated against because of that. And for the most part, this team is a team that takes the high ground. But every now and then, you have to get your uniform dirty. You have to let people know that even though you are trying to be a grown-up, I will push your stuff in.
Push it right in. Push your stuff right in. And you know what? And here's who it's on to push the stuff in, okay? I'll use your terms. It's on the pitchers. The batters can't retaliate for themselves. Like, they need the pitchers to protect them. That's what the pitching staff has to do, protect the hitters that are getting plunked. And Bryce Harper's getting plunked left and right now. And I think we have the right guy on the mound in our next game, and that is Zach Wheeler. Wheeler has always struck me as very old school. We've had him on the show, just listen to him talk.
Yeah, he seemed like he will push it.
Yeah, like he's not old, but he's older. But he also, to me, strikes me as an old soul, the way he thinks about the game and pitches the game. I think he's the right guy to do this. And let's not forget, Zach Wheeler has some history with Ronald Acuna. Remember this a few years ago? Let's listen to this. You know, his beef with Acuna back in the day.
Pitched him away the first at bat, and then he just got to that one, so that might have been the cause of that. But same thing with Ozuna. I think we finished him with a bunch of high heaters in, and so that next at bat, he was on that. And then I just hung the curveball to what's his name? Acuna.
He forgot his name.
What's his name? Ronald Acuna. There's no way he forgot his name. That was an intentional name.
Got that dog in him, too. Yeah. Like, I could see that happening.
What's his name again?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And then he said Acuna.
Yeah. Only one of the most talented players in baseball. Forgot who he was.
He was supposed to be MVP that year.
I think he was, yeah. Let's go to Matt in West Stafford. What's up, Matt?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Matt?
Listen, I was at the game as well, right? When he went down, my jaw dropped. Kept checking Twitter. Thank God he's okay. But listen, Zach Wheeler, I hope you're listening, 97 to that ACL knee to Ronald Acuna.
That's a lot.
I don't care. Right to that knee.
That sends a statement.
97, Matt from West Deptford says. Matt, listen, we got to hit him back. No question.
Listen, ready? It was one pitch, Strider said. Same thing with Wheeler. It was just one bad pitch. Didn't tell me the whole game. I just, one pitch got away.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Acuna needs to get drilled. I'm shocked they didn't even honestly throw up and in at anybody last night.
I know.
Which, you know, kind of pissed me off. But listen, Acuna needs to get drilled. And all I keep thinking of is, I don't know if you guys seen this video, is when Kevin Millar got hit. I forget who hit him on the Yankees. And Pedro said, "Who do you want me to hit?" And then he hit Soriano to start the game, and then he hit Jeter.
He sent them both to the hospital, those two guys.
And he said in the video, he says, "I'll send both of them in the ambulance." Listen, that's what needs to happen to Acuna.
Matt, I don't need him in an ambulance, but I need him hit. I agree with you. I need him thrown at tonight. Matt, good phone call. Matt came in with some vinegar behind
him. That was a lot.
Boom!
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. Well, how could we be mad? I mean, we're kind of rallying the troops here. This is kind of our fault.
Yeah, I'm childish.
I mean, specifically targeting the knee might be a little bit much.
I don't need that in particular.
I might go to the back or, you know, his ass or something like that.
The back or the ass. Yeah. The little meatier parts of the body.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, I want him to be hurt.
I don't mind the upper rib. I mean, the upper rib hurts for a while.
Yeah, it does. But, I mean, the message will be sent.
Yes.
I think hurt, not injured.
Yes, no head, and I think the knee's probably a little much, but I'll take a rib or a back or whatever. Here's the thing, and I know there's probably some people out there that are like, well, what if Wheeler gets thrown out of the game? First of all, I don't believe after last night the umpires are going to warn everyone when the game starts, because there really nothing else happened besides what happened to Harper. So it was pretty tame last night. Now, tonight, if we start the game and Wheeler hits Acuna, they probably warn both sides then.
That'd probably be the smart thing to do.
The warning comes out from the umps. All right, no more. That's it. It's over now. Let's just move on. And then we all move on. And the message is sent, and we're done. Now, the one thing that could go wrong is if Wheeler tries and misses, and then we missed our shot, because then the warning's going to come out, and then we got to worry about people getting thrown out of games. I just need to send the message back. I need the message to be sent back that we're not doing this, and we're not allowing the Braves or the Mets or anybody in baseball to go up and into our guys, because that's what's going to happen. Even if it's not intentional, if we keep allowing pitchers to throw up and in on Harper and Schwarber and Turner, someone's going to break a hand. I mean, like, it's over the next...
principality of it.
Yeah, we're going to allow our guys to get hurt because we're just...
nice guys.
Taking the high road. Enough of the high road. Go hit somebody. Tony in Bridesburg. What's up, Tony?
Yeah. I was at the game last night, watching the game, and I am shocked that the manager did not do nothing, come out, yell anything.
Well, what is that going to do, though?
Well, it was a tight game.
Yeah, maybe it would have been a bench clearing brawl or something. I am shocked. He did the same thing in Oakland. He didn't do night stands there.
Yeah. Well, the
manager supposed to be for his players.
So I agree with that last sentiment, Tony. I don't know if he had to come out last night, but here's what I'll say.
He should have went right up to Strider and start yelling
in
at
his
him.
Face, right in his face, spitness. Yep, all that.
All that.
Throw his hat down.
That's right.
He could shove him too. How about that?
Yeah, he can do what he wants to, but I got a feeling Don's going to come right out tonight, and he's going to start off right away and hit somebody.
Well, I would like this. I would like Topper to talk to Wheeler about it. I mean, you got to Wheeler's got to be comfortable with it. You're not going to make him do it if he's not. But I think Wheeler would be comfortable doing it for the team.
I mean, your manager's supposed to be for your players.
Of course,
he didn't do nothing at all.
So you're mad at Topper?
Well, Harper, you know, they all should be mad at the manager, really. Mm. He should have been out there screaming and yelling, and then maybe something would have went down. You know, both benches might have cleared or something.
We haven't had a good bench clearing ball in a long time. Tony, good phone call.
I think it's coming tonight.
Well, if we hit Acuna, it just might. Tony, good phone call.
I like Tony.
That was a kind of a tight game to be making those rash decisions late in the game, though, right?
Yeah, what do you think about Topper getting involved? Right up to Strider screaming at him?
But my thing is this. Today is the better day because – like, at that point, you was only up by one run, correct?
Well, so, until the eighth inning, it was 1-0.
So you're locked in. The Braves are breathing down your neck. They're trying to get some momentum going. Mm-hmm. And Bryce gets hit. I think that they handled it the right way last night. Because that game could have went either way.
Yeah. So if the Phillies had got a bigger lead, I do wonder if last night would have been the night.
Yeah.
But we didn't get that lead. It was tight the whole time. Yeah, tonight feels like the right night to just settle the score. Everyone,
because last night wasn't the time for it, because now you're putting, I mean, I know that I hate to sound, I'm gonna say this. But you're putting your pettiness in front of the game, and you should that should could be petty.
Oh.
But you gotta keep focused too, because you want to win that game.
But I could trade a win for a Brave.
I was just gonna say that.
Yeah.
I would have taken the L to being a Brave.
What would you rather tonight? A win or a Brave beaned? I'll take a beaned Brave.
I want to bean a Brave.
I'll take the W.
You put a win over beaning a Brave tonight?
See, this is where I try to be the adult in this situation.
Yeah, you can't. Come on.
If
put that
those
up.
Are my choices tonight.
Yes.
I'm taking the W.
Wow.
I'm trying to bury the Braves because I don't want them to get a win.
Yeah, see, I knew deep down you still were plant-based.
Sometimes the old you comes out, but the new you's still there. I'm trying to make better decisions.
Nah.
That's it.
I'm trying to hit a Brave, okay? I'm trying to settle a score.
As opposed to winning.
If I have to choose between beaning a Brave or winning the game tonight, I will bean the Brave.
I want to win.
Yeah, I got to
think. I'll bean them tomorrow.
This is where I'm with you. This is where I just feel like we start to lose the people who are voting when I put this poll up.
That's okay. I just want to gauge the audience. That's all right. I want to see how many people are like plant-based chew and how many people are out for blood tonight. All right, Mindy in Nazareth. What's up, Mindy?
Love you guys. I love the Phillies, but I'm not so sure if Strider did it on purpose. I don't like Strider, but please don't ask Zach to do it. Maybe the bullpen at some other time. I don't think they would bean Harper in front of the home crowd. I mean, I'm surprised the bench wasn't cleared if it was that obvious that it was on purpose. But our pitchers hit people too. I was more concerned with all the last away games. It looked like Kyle Schwarber was being targeted several times. I'm glad Harper wasn't hurt, but please don't ask Zach Wheeler to do it because he's my favorite player and I don't want to see him thrown out of the game. And I just don't think it's the right time to do retaliation. Somewhere else down the road, I'd like to see Acuña hit myself. But that's the evil part of me.
So if not now, when? Why not? Like, why not Wheeler? He's my favorite too. But I trust him. Like he has great command. If he tries to put the ball on Acuna's back, I think he'll hit him and we'll all move on. Some of the other guys, I don't know, they might miss behind him and then we miss our shot.
Yeah, but it would be too obvious that Wheeler did it on purpose, and I just don't want him thrown out of the game for doing something on purpose.
So that's fair.
Like that.
Yeah, and I do think there's a chance that happens, and Mindy appreciates the phone call, but I don't think, unless Wheeler hits someone in the head to start the game, which I don't think he would do that,
mm-mm.
I don't think he's getting thrown out of the game for hit-by-pitch. Like, that only happens after warnings are issued. And, unless it's so overtly obvious, which I don't think Wheeler would do that, I think he would be able to just, set up.
I mean, he's good enough pitcher that
he can
hide trying to hit somebody.
Yes.
It's not going to be that obvious.
Yeah, I don't think if he throws behind Acuña and misses him, and then the umpires say, all right, enough, warnings, no more, then he can't do it because then he gets thrown out of the game. I think they'd let the Phillies have a little flesh.
Well, they're going to see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, in a situation like this, even though Spencer said what he said, Braves are probably looking to see what's going to happen tonight. I would be on high alert. I would definitely be on high alert.
So if the umps issued a warning, mm-hmm. and Wheeler did it, is that suspension territory?
It could be, yeah.
Damn. Because if it's just throwing you out of the game, I might still throw one. Give him a nice old stare down.
See, now y'all just taking it too
Take the far. Ejection.
We're in five days.
But see, this is where we have to interject some grown-up isms. In this.
No.
If we're talking about getting suspended and throwing people out the game, then that's a lot. Now, I'm pretty sure that Wheeler is a good enough pitcher that he can pitch around, that he can hit him and be like, hey, my bad, and just keep it moving. Mm-hmm. And everybody know what it is, but when you say my bad, it's almost the same as saying with all due respect. What can you do?
Yes.
It's kind of the same thing. Oh, my bad, dog. I didn't mean to hit you. Knowing damn well I did.
Of course.
And let's just keep it moving.
So our last caller said Phillies pitchers hit batters too. They do. Everyone does. But the Phillies have only hit 17 batters the entire season. Now, part of this is they have a really good pitching staff, especially their starting rotation. They have good command. Like, they don't have guys that just came up from AAA. They don't know what they're doing. These guys are star pitchers, so they're good, right? But that's towards the bottom of baseball. I mean, most teams have hit more batters than the Phillies. We don't hit that many batters. I mean, that's we have great command with our rotation. We don't seem to do that very often. It's a great pitching staff, especially the starters. That's all great. But I need tonight a Brave to be hit, and it's not because I don't think Strider came into yesterday and said, "You know what I'm doing? I'm hitting Bryce Harper."
He didn't know, but he hit him.
He hit him, and I think he intentionally went up and in. And it's obviously become something where pitchers feel like they can go up and in on the Phillies.
You're soft. You're getting punked. Like basically, they're punking you. Mm. That's what it is. And I understand that the young lady was talking about she don't want to see it happen, but you don't want to be out in these streets thinking that everybody you know can take advantage of you either.
No.
That's not a great place to be in, and if somebody keeps doing, like, this is the unfortunate thing about all of this, is that the frequency in which it's happening, you know, and you talk about the last couple of days, this is not like a one-off. And when you talk about what the Braves, the Phillies have hit pitchers or hitters, it's not a one-off. This is somewhat of a pattern.
Yep.
And even though, you know, Spencer might have been sincere in his saying that he didn't mean it, then somebody got to be dealt with because you did it. And unfortunately for Acuna, it looks like it's going to be you.
Well, and I just want to I want to cut this off now because we got lucky last night. Let's be honest. Like if Bryce Harper, if that ball hits a centimeter in a different spot, maybe he has a fractured elbow and he's out for the season. We got lucky. And the next time a Strider or pick your pitcher in baseball thinks they could come up and in on Harper or Schwarber or Turner, we're probably going to have a broken bone in someone's hand here or elbow, and then the season is in trouble. So I want to avoid that and make pitchers think like, if I hit them, they're going to get my guy. I can't do that. John in Delaware's up. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, John. What's up,
John?
Hey, I have a theory on this. I think Harper needs to take matters into his own hand. I don't know whether y'all remember a player named Jay Johnstone that played for the Phillies from the mid to late 70s.
I remember.
He had a theory. If you throw at me when I get back in the batter's box, that bat is slipping out of my hands. Harper needs to do it.
What do you mean? What is that sign? You swinging on somebody?
Well, yeah. I think he means like he swings and the bat accidentally goes flying. You're making me think, John. There was also remember the Mike Piazza, Roger Clemens thing with the bat. We're getting bats involved now.
Yep.
Many people with bats.
Harper has been thrown at too many times here lately.
Well, that's true.
Something needs to be done. If the pitchers ain't going to retaliate, he needs to do it himself.
Well, I don't want it to get there. I haven't heard the name Jay Johnstone in a long time. John, good phone call. Here's my issue with the bat thing.
Let me get this straight.
That's a big old whoopsie daisy.
Yeah, that's
with bat in hand. He wants to go like bean strike.
No,
the bat accidentally slips out of the hand.
Swing the bat, but it slips right at the pitcher.
Swing right at. Yeah, that dog probably ain't gonna hunt.
Probably not gonna hunt. Also, we're playing a dangerous game. Like, what if it slips and goes in the crowd? Okay. And what if it slips and hits the first base coach for no reason?
That's a lot. I think the bat's a lot more dangerous than a baseball.
And you can't really guide it, right? Yeah. Like, you know, I trust Zach Wheeler to put the ball where he wants. I don't trust.
That's a little different. He has a little bit more control.
Yeah.
There's a line here, I think. I did what that reminded me of. I saw a clip floating around a few years ago on social media, and it was an old one, so I don't remember the names of who it was. You might know who I'm talking about, though. But I do think it's before your time. This was a batter that got hit by a pitch. The next time he was at the plate, he strategically laid a bunt up the first baseline so that the pitcher had to go get it and then just blasted him.
Oh, I like that. I don't remember that one. I got to find that clip. I mean, some of my favorite ones, because people brought up the Don Zimmer thing, the Robin Ventura and Nolan Ryan, when he kind of puts him in a headlock, it just starts punching him. And then there's some great old school brawls.
That's some violence.
We don't have as many of those anymore, but I don't need that. I'm not asking for a brawl between these teams to get everyone suspended and hurt.
You just want the respect that you deserve.
Yes. I want to be very... See, Hugh, I think we're being adults about it. I want to be an adult, start the game tonight, and throw a baseball on purpose at Ronald Acuna. That, to me, is very adult.
I believe it, too. That, like, My adult language is don't put your hands on me. Mm-hmm. So when you do that, then we have a problem.
Now, here's the good thing. We have Zach Wheeler on the mound tonight and not, you know, Hugh Douglas on the mound tonight, because we know when you throw out a first pitch, I heard from some people that divot is still in the ground down in Clearwater.
I keep hearing that, too. Yeah. I don't believe it.
Did you see Howie Roseman one-up you last night?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I was happy for Howie, but see, here's the thing.
Tell the truth.
Here's the difference.
He one-upped you.
But here's the difference between me and Howie. Howie cares about what people think about him for the most part. Yeah. Me, not so much. So I didn't really care that I get ridiculed on a daily basis about, you know, my pitching.
Can I
give Howie practiced that. Look at, did you see his throw?
Yeah.
He practiced that in his backyard with his kids.
He did. He said that because some plays baseball, so
yeah,
he practiced.
He practiced that.
I hear you. I hear a little bit of coping in here. Just a tiny bit of coping that Howie threw a better first pitch.
No.
A little bit.
Listen, Joe, I am fine. I'm happy that Howie threw out that first pitch. Brandon Graham's first pitch was better than mine as well. Fletcher Cox.
Those are other athletes.
Yeah,
like,
you can go down the list.
Howie's just a guy.
And Howie is a guy that is real in tune to how people see him and how he's perceived. And he revels in that. Yeah. Not so much.
Hear Hugh Copa?
Say
you do with the YouTube people.
It's different.
Wearing black shirts since YouTube started.
Who's rent free and who's
not? I still wear the black shirts, but for me and you people, it's a love hate relationship because I live rent free in their head.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we have this tay to tay going back and forth, and every now and then they will come with some gems that will make me chuckle a little bit. I give them props, but lately. They ain't been bringing the heat like they did initially.
They're just more mad at you now, I think. Then
they're mad at me about what? For being honest?
I think they're disappointed in you.
They're mad at me for being honest. They're mad at me because I sit here and I tell the truth, and sometimes they don't want to hear that.
Well, if they want to hear the truth, just wait till we get to PFF's quarterback list and where Jalen Hurts ranks. All right, 215-592-9494 for your phone calls. Phillies, do you need them to retaliate tonight? I do. No questions asked. I need Acuña more than anyone. And if it's Riley or Olsen, I'm okay with that. But I want Acuña to wear one tonight the way Harper did last night. Where do you come down on the Phillies needing to bean a Brave in retaliation? Plus, we got to talk to our Eagles insider, Elliot Shore Parks. He's going to be at OTAs. They start
OTAs
today.
OTAs in the rain.
Yeah, it's football season here. Elliot Shore Parks joins us coming up. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance shows. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can buy live prop bets in the same game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sports because the official partner of 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.